Governor Parnell has said he'd like to see the Senate bipartisan working group broken up. And to achieve that, he'll strive to help more Republicans get elected this fall. Part of the governor's frustration with the group centers around his failed efforts to get his oil tax reduction legislation, HB 110, passed. Parnell's efforts are being challenged by members of the Resurrected Backbone organization that is working to support the bipartisan group. But the governor says the coalition is bipartisan in name only.
It is controlled by Democrats, and they control the flow of legislation. They have a much different view when it comes to spending, when it comes to unlocking Alaska's resources for Alaska's benefit. And so I think that name is really a facade more than the reality.
It seems like a lot of this concern centers around HB 110. Looking back, why do you think it was such a tough sell to the group?
Well, first off, this concern is not just about that one bill. It's about spending. It's about oil taxes. It's about our future. And when it comes to that particular bill, the group that is in control, that caucus, felt it more important to maintain status quo decline of our North Slope oil fields rather than creating a climate for investment that would unlock those resources for Alaskans. So that's in part what this is about, certainly.
Governor, are you worried at all about the perception of being too rigidly partisan in this effort? There's a lot of concern and criticism nationally about a lack of cooperation between party members in Congress. They're having a hard time getting things done. Does that concern you about that perception?
It does not, because there are areas where, like I said, I served with Democrats in our Republican caucuses. We work across party lines. But when it comes down to the direction of this state and whether we're going to work to increase production to maximize Alaskan opportunity, when it comes to not expanding our programs, our government programs, at unsustainable rates versus living within our means, you know, when I'm working to make sure that we have those key people in place who want to do those things.
Governor, you're looking for new consultants to come up with possibly alternatives to HB 110. Are you hoping for more clarity to present it, or are you planning to change the tax plan to accommodate some opposition?
I think it's a better question for revenue in terms of what they're looking for, but certainly we're maintaining our current consultants. The legislature has their own consultants as well, and I think that's probably a better question addressed to revenue in terms of why they're augmenting the stable.
Do you expect that this bill will come back in its current form, or do you think that there will be some adjustments before the next session?
Well, let's keep in mind that the proposal I put on the table in special session split the difference between my earlier HB 110 position and the Democratic position held by Senators Pascavan, Willikowski, and French. I already offered up a compromise that was summarily rejected by the more extreme elements of that caucus. And so at this point, I'm working to figure out how another proposal in the coming legislative session could be put forward, you know, that will increase production. Because that's what this is about, is we have a plan to increase production, and we want to make that happen. We cannot afford status quo decline, which is what some of these folks appear to be happy with.
Are you concerned that if the effort, the ongoing effort, fundraising for candidates and trying to break up this working group, if those efforts aren't as successful as you'd like, are you concerned that it might make working conditions even harder for the next session?
I'm not. Look, every elected official and every elected governor before me has participated in campaign seasons. We all know that we try to communicate the direction that we intend to go. We know that we dust it up in the campaign season and then come back to the table and work together as Alaskans. That's a given. But again, elections are about a free society expressing their view on which direction to choose. And so my hope is that Alaskans will speak loudly and forcefully for more production, more opportunity, and more freedom for themselves.
Governor Sean Parnell speaking today from Juneau.